The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Hey, happy holidays. Looking back on 2024 during these opening moments of the show, we found out that we use up to 35% of our brain power, not just 10. We got in line with the march of time, pondered some phrases that are no longer appropriate in the workplace. We learned how technology can help future-proof music. We tripped out in the Highlands of Scotland and saved our green spaces with the Canada Goose Poop Scooper. We explored the mystery of the Russian ghost radio signal and recent advances in the race to clean up space, or at least the junk orbiting Earth. Came to this sad realization that we are getting dumber and dumber. If that amuses you, we also found out that people who have a dark sense of humor may be smarter. And we learned not to despair of this world, but to focus on those numbnuts who ruin things for the rest of us. I try my best to keep it short for the sake of the great music that follows, and never forget the privilege of having a platform to ponder aloud. Curiosity about life and the world around us is what powers this program, and it's my wish to you that we continue this journey together into 2025. We can't be sure what the year has in store for us, but I promise there'll be a lot more to talk about. I'm Cal Cote. Instability is a breeding ground for inspired music, and 2024 was a banner year for instability. This hour, we'll continue our look back at the global music albums that made an impact on us as we tick off the months with our Best of the Year special. Starting in January, when we first heard Sacred Love by Sicilian producer DJ Massimo Napoli, or Galathea. From that disc, here's Divinite, featuring Kadi Koulibaly from Burkina Faso, on World Beat Canada Radio.
La foi. avec la foi.
February marked the much-anticipated release of the Afro-Celt Sound System's latest album, possibly their last. It's called Ova on 6 Degrees Records. That was the lockdown reel as we count down our top picks from our monthly World Beat Top 30 charts. In March, Kiran Alawali was a point of pride for Canadians with her new album Comfort Food, definitely one of the year's best. Here's Dill.
Hi, this is Kiran Alawali, and you've discovered Free Range Radio from World Beat Canada.
Hello.
peeling off the pages of the calendar as we look back on the year that was 2024 with our very best. In April, we discovered a great new album called Haz, which has some incredible artwork. If you enjoy that as much as I do, check out our Pinterest gallery, which we've been building over the years with our album covers of the week. Each one comes with its own pocket review, and you can link to that through our homepage, which is worldbeatinternational.com, or subscribe to our weekly e-blast at worldbeatinternational.com and get it straight to your inbox each and every week. From the album Haz, from Argentina, it's La Yegros and Veil featuring KOG. Straight ahead. Thanks for being here for this very special program. I'm Cal Coote.
like...
From the southern tip of South America, from Chile, this time it's DJ Raf and Solsticio from his album Encontrar, which is a beautiful blending of the electronic and the tribal, deep dance beats rich in symbolism. As things warmed up in June, we got into Desert Tales, the new album from The Scimitars, a Southern California instrumental band that combines surf with North African sounds of the Dumbek and the Saz. From that album, here's our pick for June, The Scimitars with Damascus Steel, Barry Simone from World Beat Canada Radio.
Thank you.
Joyful sounding harmonies of the Zawosi Queens of the Wagogo people of Tanzania, who brought us an album called Maisha in July, and that was Mapendo. As we look back on our top picks from the monthly World Beat Top 30 charts, thanks for joining us for this look back at 2024. I'm Cal Cote.
Precisa justiça. meus pais na Suíça. De novo a nova linguagem, me separa.
Mas je suis Sophie, un de toi.
Nein, danke, ja, bitte, aber kannst du kommen?
Love August, and I love that track. More inspired by global music than actually being a part of it. That is Woof from Sophie Tucker, the duo of Sophie Holly Weld and Tucker Halpern from New York City, a new album called Bread, also with some incredible artwork. Woof from the Dog Days of 2024. In September, Manu Chao released his first new music in 17 years. It's called Viva 2, and for fans of his distinctive sound, you won't be disappointed because there's a lot more of the same. Tantas Tierras is the track we picked in September from Manu Chao on World Beat Canada Radio.
Y acá estamos. Luchando con todo el dolor del mundo, acá estamos. Agua que mata la muerte no se compra con nada. No estamos solos. No estamos solos. Acá estamos.
Tantas tierras en el mundo. Males por nacer, tanto viento en mi cabeza, yo ya no sé más lo que hacer, tantos locos en un loco, cuántas malas por vencer. La que algún día va a caer, la que algún día va. cae.
No estamos solos.
Tanta luz en el hogar, tantas risas por llorar, tantos miedos en la noche. Salió a hablar. Tanto ruido en mi cabeza, tanta paz por encontrar. Todo el mundo sin saber la que algún día va a caer.
Capital, Chañarmullo y Pituí, luchando y defendiéndonos con todo el dolor del mundo. Acá estamos, no estamos solos. Acá estamos, no estamos solos. No estamos solos. Agua que mata la muerte no se compra con nada.
Another one of 2024's greatest discoveries is an album called New Internationale by Kit Sebastian, who combined French pop and Anatolian psych. That is the duo of Kit Martin and Merv Erdem. And we heard Faust. Year-end 2024 is rapidly approaching. Just November and December remain in our top picks from the World Beat Top 30 charts, which we publish every month. Something completely different in November from Buzz Ayaz, a new Cypriot trio with music for a divided Nicosia. Their eponymous album brought us Arcos. That's next. I'm Cal Coat. Causing a real buzz in the global music community, Buzz Ayaz from their eponymous album and Arcos. Finally, in December, we were treated to a new album from Bayuka, the Galician sound designer, painter and music sculptor, really. Bayuca is one of the finest in what he does. And his new album is called Brillo. This is the title track. The thing I love about global music is how it hits you from out in left field when you least expect it, and it's challenging in that way, but the challenge is part of the fun. A special nod this year to Glitter Beat Records. All of our record labels are extraordinary, but Glitter Beat really set the bar for sounds that we've never heard before, like this brand spanking new release I'll lay on you right now from Avalanche Kato, which is a collaboration between vocalist, multi-instrumentalist from Burkina Faso, Kato Winse, who got together with Brussels post-punk duo and noisemakers Benjamin Cheval and Nico Gitto for an album called Talatakum, just a taste of what we might expect in 2025. Best wishes to you and yours for the new year to come. From Calcopyrite Communications, including Kelton A Twist with Patricia Fraser, and myself, Cal Coat.
Ndo film am crocan to bigger at Nayilikumenga. Mam Chenga Raga, Mam Chenga Rem, Tuguyan the Bibi, Beben the Penawasanama, Beben Tenuatiama, Yakisampa and Pikanga. Why in a pity? Nanapang Timia Burkin Villa, Katwinki in Kongela. Abe ben ne pende, yete na ankoro ngoya. Abe ben ilade, abe ben chenda, chenda nuna 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 nuna. Yete na pane biganga, mami na tongo mami biga, mami na pane biganga why, mami na denga puki mujolo, puki chenda ga, puki chenda ga, puki puki chenda ga.
Chalcopyrite Communications.